It's 8:56 and 81 degrees. It's time to check on commodity markets on this Monday morning. Let's bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out on a weaker note here today with corn. Right now, given about all of Friday's gains back, soybeans given about half of their gains back. Of course, you remember on Friday was the first start of the tariffs that both the U.S. and China had been rumored to be starting for a long period of time. Those officially started on Friday. The market did rebound, kind of a sell the rumor, buy the fact almost there on Friday. We did see quite a rally on both corn and soybeans there on Friday, but we're giving a big portion of that back here today. Looks like the extended weather maps are a little more favorable for crop development here this morning. Looks like some of that heat may break down in that second week of the two-day outlook and allow for some more chances of rain as well. So that's kind of a contributing factor here to the negativity to start the week, and also the fact that trade war continues to kind of overhang the market. We do have September corn at 352 and three quarters. That's down 7.5. December corn at 365 and a quarter. That's down 7.75. August soybeans, 859 and three quarters, down 17 and three quarters. November soybeans at 876. That's down 18.5. September Chicago wheat, 506, down 9.25. December wheat at 522 and a quarter, down 7.75. September Kansas City wheat, 504, that's down 9 cents. September Minneapolis wheat at 552, that's down 6.25. Livestock markets here this morning, we are seeing mostly lower there as well. August cattle, the one exception, 106.65, up 27. October cattle, 109.40, that's down 22. August feeders, 150.185, down 35. October feeders, 150.185, that's down 30 cents. July hogs, 81.12, down 25 cents. August hogs, 74.55, that's down 87. We are seeing equity markets a little bit higher here this morning. The dollar is a touch weaker. Crude oil, pretty quiet here this morning, right about unchanged for the August contract. On tap for today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock here this morning. Are expected to see crop progress out this afternoon, expecting crop ratings to be steady to just a touch weaker in the good to excellent category for corn and soybeans. We'll also see commitment of traders report out this afternoon, as that was delayed for the holiday last week. Starting out on a weaker note here today, a little more favorable weather forecast and continued trade concerns continuing to hang over the market here, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Well, we appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington this morning. It's 8:59 and 82 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. 1A coming up next. Be sure to stay with us for that, followed by the 21st here on AM 580. Taking a look at your forecast today, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies with a high of 88 degrees and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear and muggy tonight with a low of 70. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 90 degrees. And looking at current conditions, we're already up on either side of 80 degrees here in central Illinois, 82 degrees in Urbana, 76 in Bloomington, 78 in Danville, 81 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, and 78 degrees in Rantoul. This is Illinois Public Media. WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.